All right, welcome to the second episode of G-Squared Unfiltered with Garrett.
And Garrett.
Today we got more playoff basketball.
Yeah, we'll be bringing you the heat from every single series that's been going on throughout playoff basketball. And then we'll be getting to playoff hockey a little bit later throughout the podcast, but we'll make our way there.
Yep. First off, I would like to say I could not have been more wrong about so many of these series. Yeah. I really thought the Suns were going to do something, and they just zero fight. That team is, they got two superstars, a Bradley Beal that's borderline worthless, and then a bunch of scrubs behind them.
Yeah, that team is definitely very interesting. They just threw three stars on one team and then just got a bunch of garbage around them and decided that was the way to go. But
I mean, and I feel like they're pretty handcuffed with, you know, contracts. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't see a way that Kevin Durant does not try and force his way out this summer.
Well, I saw Stephen A. said something the other day that something about Booker wants to go to the Knicks. And then I saw another report where, like, an NBA writer backed up Stephen A. saying that, which, because sometimes Stephen A. says things that aren't true.
Especially about his Knicks.
Yeah, especially about the Knicks. But I did see an NBA reporter did back him up on his statement saying that Devin Booker would want to go to the Knicks, which I think, I don't know, what do you do with that team, man? You just,
I think you got to blow it up.
Yeah, you have
it's to obviously blow it up. Not going to work.
No. They couldn't even, they got swept in the first round. There's nothing they can do with that team. I mean, you got three guys whose entire offense is just, the entire offense is just creating their own shot. There's not a lot of offensive flow that goes on. They weren't even a team that puts up like 120, 130 like consistently. Like they had dead points on offense where it was just guys just trying to create their own shot. And then Kevin Durant, I guess they tried to navigate it to where people were more spread out and hitting catch and shoot shots where you could actually drive in and kick the ball out. But then Kevin Durant was like, I felt like they sat me in the corner a lot. And I'm sure Bradley Beal kind of felt the same way.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't see a way that Durant does not try and force his way out this summer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'd be cool.
Especially his window of being one of the better players in the league is closing. I think he wants another ring, especially a ring without Steph to kind of solidify himself.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen in Phoenix. Like, they're just not good enough.
I mean, I get a lot of shit for this because he would be joining the number one seed, but could a Thunder return be out of the question? They need a power forward.
Yeah, I saw people talking about that. I don't think the Thunder could take him on with his contract right now.
I mean, I think they could. They don't. Shea obviously has a max deal, but you don't have to pay Chet for a while. And because this will be his second year. I think he's got another 2 years
before his contract. Yeah, I guess I don't know. With how much money he is making right now, I don't know if they could swing it.
Well, like a good thing about the Thunder is, besides Shea, and even Shea counts for it because they got him on his rookie deal. I don't know if he actually counts for it. But for the rest of their players, at least, they can pay a luxury tax on extending them because they drafted rights. Them. Like, kind of how, like, the Thunder were able to add Kevin Durant even though they were paying Draymond, Clay, and Steph a shit ton of money. But that's because they drafted him so they could pay the luxury tax. They had the highest luxury tax in the league at that point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Thunder could kind of swing the same thing, but I understand. Like, I don't, they have a lot of contracts coming up.
Yeah, I think that would, if he went to the Thunder, it would have to be a year or two down the road when he could take the vet minimum.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I just...
Also, yeah. Do you think that they would welcome him back there? I think some of the fans would.
Mm-hmm.
I think a good amount of the diehards, though, I don't know if they would really welcome him back.
Ooh, nice shot, Kelly Oubre. Definitely got fouled there. But, yeah, I agree. I think the fan base would definitely be split on that. But I've seen that, like, he's been doing a lot of things, like, social media-wise, OKC-related.
Yeah.
And He's definitely kind of, I don't know, warming up the OKC crowd a little bit.
I think part of him wants to return there and make right and bring a championship there. The other part of, like, his ego was like, oh, you guys talked all this shit about me. I don't know if I want to go back.
Yeah, for sure. Which, I mean, it'd be a really good team for him to join, though. As he gets older, the younger guys can carry the load. Just, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I just think the Suns got to blow it up. But on the other side of things, Anthony
Edwards.
Freaking Edwards.
He is the truth, man. That guy is so much fun to watch.
Killer.
And you can tell he has, he just has fun out there.
Yeah. And I love that he said in his post game press conference, he said, I just want to kill everything in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it in his game. Like, he is, if you don't double team him, you're screwed. You're screwed. It's like, like he said yesterday after they swept him, he's like, I saw they weren't double teaming me, so I had to show them why they needed to double team me, which is just a crazy quote.
Yeah.
And that dunk at the end of the game, they're up two.
His posters are so fun. Dude,
everything he does is so much fun. And then what's crazy is he hit a step back three before that, and then he also blocked Devin Booker's shot at the rim to tie the game up, and then came down on the other end of the floor and then dunked the ball on Kevin Durant's face, which was sick.
Yeah, he is must-watch TV. And I feel like, I mean, I won't lie, I didn't watch that many Minnesota games this year. Mm-hmm. I know the diehard NBA fans, they probably did, but a lot of the casuals are really getting introduced to him right now, and he is not disappointing.
They said that he had the second most, like, social media views behind LeBron.
I could see that.
Which is crazy. I think he's the next, like, American face of the league.
And that next series with T-Wolves Nuggets, that's going to be
fun basketball. Can you imagine if he pulls it off? Can you imagine if Anthony Edwards at 22 pulls it off? I mean, they're built to, I mean, they got Kat, Nas Reed, Jade McDaniels.
They got guys Rudy they can Gobert. Throw at Jokic.
Yeah, they do. And they got guys, that who can guard Michael Porter Jr. on the wing.
Yeah.
They got guys who can guard Jamal Murray. Anthony Edwards just will pick up the best guard on the other team every single time. That's why I love his game, because he'll defend his butt off.
Yeah. That series is going to be must-watch. Speaking of Nuggets, Lakers just, they had a lead in every, they had, a double-digit lead in, like, every single game.
At one point.
And they just won, one game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I also think, you read that report about LeBron wanting to hit free agency?
Yeah, I don't think LeBron retires at all. I think he still has some more left in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not think he's with the Lakers next year.
No, I mean, I don't think he's with the Lakers either. I wonder where.
I don't know where.
It would have to be a larger market. There's no way he'd go to, like, Minnesota or something like that. It'd have to be a larger market. I mean.
But I saw talks of, like, maybe San Antonio. Which I think that would be cool. I just don't think that their window to win is open. I think he wants to go somewhere where the window to win is now.
No,
not 2 or 3 years from now. He's not trying to, you know, get the team ready to win. Mm-hmm. He wants to win. But him and San Antonio with Wimby and Pop would be a lot of fun. I don't think that they're far enough along yet for him to go there.
You know, it'd be crazy as if LeBron went to go play in New York. For the Knicks.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
What about, would you welcome him to Dallas if he wanted to come to Dallas?
I would welcome him to Dallas, but he would have to definitely, he would need to become more of like a distributor, kind of like Chris Paul became, like when he was on the Suns, where he kind of took a step back, but still managed the offense and dictated the team. I think that's what LeBron would
do. But I think him with Luka, and obviously him and Kyrie can do it together.
Yeah.
But I think that would be interesting. I don't see him coming to Dallas, but I think I would enjoy it if he did.
I mean, I would enjoy it too. It would be nice. I mean, it wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
We need He plays good defense. He's a big wing.
And he wouldn't have to, like, we wouldn't have to count on him for 40 minutes a night. Like, he wouldn't have to put up 25 points, 20 points every night. Like, I think it would be if he was willing to play second, third fiddle, then he would be in on it. But I think it's more of if that's what he wants to do.
What if the Warriors swing? What if they swing Kevin Durant and LeBron coming back with Steph for the ultimate run back of the old generation?
That would be crazy.
That's just a crazy hypothetical.
I have seen, like, some people think he might go, LeBron might go to Golden State just because of, I don't really know what, but
I see that team works. LeBron, Steph, and KD, that team works.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah.
Yeah, LeBron, Steph, and KD, that would work for sure. But I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily see him going to Golden State, but I don't know where I see him going, to be honest.
Me neither. It'll be interesting to follow, though. But, yeah, they got waxed by the Nuggets. Yeah. So the Nuggets will now move on to play the Timberwolves next series, which I think right now, at least, as much as I love the Mavs, right now I think the Timberwolves and the Nuggets are playing the best ball in the Western Conference. So yeah. I think that it's going to be interesting to watch.
I mean, for sure. Golden State. Oklahoma City just, you know, dismantled.
Oh, yeah, they dismantled them. But I still like
New Orleans, yeah. But I don't know if they've really got a true test of playoff basketball, because beating New Orleans without Zion and just, like, that team, I don't know. If the Mavs can get by the Clippers, I think that they can get by the Thunder.
Yeah.
I do. I think the Thunder are too young still. They've still got some learning to do.
I think so, too. But I think that the Mavs can get by the Thunder. We play some... Yeah. We have been... Our offense has just been... Well, I guess we could just transition to the Clippers and Mavs game at this point.
I was going
to
say, the first things first, the Mavs got to get by the Clippers.
Yeah, like, first things first, but... On to that series, man, the Mavs offensively need to get better. Their defense has been great besides that fourth quarter, and I guess besides last game.
Well, I mean, the Clippers just couldn't miss a shot to begin the game. Like,
well, like, our defense has been
To come back from 31 down, you take the lead, and then you still end up losing is just like the ultimate blue balls. Like, it really is.
It did, but I mean, that game is just so frustrating to go back and just see what happened. Like, we played such good paint defense in the third quarter, and then we turn around fourth quarter and we played Maxi. Well, I guess we had Gafford in there for like 2 or 3 minutes, but then we played Maxi Kleba and PJ Washington for the entire rest of the fourth quarter, and James Harden just went to town in the paint.
Yeah, and especially those last like 3 or 4 possessions. I don't know. I don't think Luka should have been guarding him. Luka looked too tired. I think his knee's still bothering him. Yeah, he had the 5 fouls. They should have just stuck him on one of the guys that sits in the corner.
Well, they did end up putting P.J. Washington on James Harden, then he made back-to-back layups on him, too, because Maxi Kleba was just sitting there and not moving.
Yeah.
Like, you don't got to try very hard to shoot over Maxi Kleba.
That is true. He's not really a paint
if you
presence.
Derek Lively down there with his freaking giant wingspan.
Yeah, I would have loved to see him
for
one.
James Harden would have definitely thought twice about shooting those floaters 5 feet away from the basket. That would have been nice to see him on the floor at that point, especially because when Lively's on the floor, our offense opens up so much. It's just you have the lob threat, and then you just have shooters around them.
So yeah,
you just run pick and roll over and over again, and Luka and Kyrie just take turns. Which, I mean, I really hope we win tomorrow night. I am so excited and so nervous at the same time. It is a must-win tomorrow. I do not want to be down 3-2.
Yeah, you want to be up 3-2 coming back to Dallas.
Yeah.
That's got to be the goal.
Coming back to a rowdy crowd in D-Town.
Because the AAC, they can get loud for their Stars and Mavs. They get loud for them.
Yeah, it was bonkers the other night when I was there, when Russell Westbrook was going crazy on the floor, and PJ Washington was sitting there staring
just
at
throwing his little tantrum,
and PJ Washington just sitting there with his mouth shut staring at the Clippers. So that the AAC was super loud when that was going on. That was awesome, and I'm excited for tomorrow, but we'll get to that later. But I think the Mavs pull it out tomorrow night, and I am excited to see it.
Yeah, 3-2 coming back to Dallas. I like our chances in LA. Mm-hmm. It's been crazy to say, but I mean, the Clippers are like better off without Kawhi.
Yeah.
Because Kawhi's injury is so hindering him to where they're just like, he's a liability out on the court.
Yeah, he really is. We just got to hope James Harden cools down a little bit.
Yeah.
He was not really carrying the offense during the season, so I'm kind of
I don't know if Paul George is going to come out like he did last game and just couldn't miss a shot.
But I think Luka goes off tomorrow night. I think it's finally his night. He hasn't been played good a single game this series.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow night is his night. It better be his night tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll move on to the OKC Pelicans game.
Yeah, we kind of touched on it earlier. Like, Pelicans just, they weren't really a test, I'll be honest with you.
No, they were not. Especially with Zion out.
Yeah. I think if Zion's in, it gives them a little more of a test. I still think the Thunder win maybe in 5 or 6, but. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, the Thunder will be getting lots of rest while the Clippers and Mavericks go to war for the next 2 or 3 games.
That's the kind of concerning part. Like, the whole Western Conference is done. Yeah. Everyone has moved on except for the Mavs-Clippers series. So, like, they're just slugging it out while the other teams are getting rest.
They're just in a dogfight, and the other teams are just chilling right now. That's just, I mean, it's okay. We need to find our shot on offense anyway, at least Mavericks-wise.
Yeah.
But that would be cool. At least, we need to win. At least, we got to win.
And then going over to the Eastern Conference, Celtics Heat.
Yeah, the Celtics Heat. I mean, obviously that series is wrapped up now. I mean, I kind of was right on that series. I said that the Heat and Eric Spoelstra would find at least one game they want to win. So
they got game 5 tomorrow night, but I mean, I think it's pretty much over.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Boston's favored by 13.5. Yeah, they're at home. I don't see a way they lose that game.
Yeah, the Heat are done for.
Yeah.
They're toast tomorrow.
Which, I mean, I guess good for the Celtics of getting over the Heat because they've caused them some pain in the past, but I don't know. I don't think the Heat without Jimmy is just a totally different Heat team than with Jimmy.
Yeah, it's definitely a totally different. I mean, the Heat have put up 84 and 88 in the past 2 games, so they're clearly lacking on offense. I think Terry Rozier being out as well definitely takes some spark out of their offense, even as inefficient as he can be. But, yeah, the Celtics are going to close out tomorrow.
Yeah.
The series is over. The Celtics will move on, and
they'll play the winner of Cleveland-Orlando, which one of two series I've been right about so far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess maybe the Mavericks one still, but I think I got all the other ones wrong. I said Denver was going to beat the Lakers.
Yeah,
so.
You did. You also said the Pacers were going to beat the Bucks. So
yeah,
that's
which those are the two that I feel confident about still. And I said Cleveland-Orlando, like, it was going to go 7 games, and we're, 4 games in, and I still firmly believe it's going to go 7 games.
Even the game tonight, 80-79 is the current score.
Man. Yeah, it's just the home team just keeps winning those games, which I'm not upset with.
Magic might steal one tonight.
Yeah.
They're up by 1.
I'm not upset with a first-round game 7. Like, I would gladly take that.
I mean, yeah, they're going to battle it out, but
I just think both of those teams are so young. Well, I mean, I guess the Magic have a chance tonight, but with both those teams being so young, like, they just play so much better at home. So, like, the home team's won every game so far this series. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, let's see. Joe Ingles.
Yeah.
Hits 3. Marcus Morris is at a big 3. Put up the Cavs by 2. Yeah, who'd you pick to win that series again?
I took Orlando in 7.
Oh.
And I think you took Cleveland,
I
think.
I took the Cavs in 7.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're both pretty much on the money here.
Yeah.
It could go either way at this point.
Both of us are looking smart.
Yeah. Definitely. And then we both took, going on to the 76ers and the Knicks, we both took 76ers.
Yeah, and we just saw them win tonight. They kind of pulled a rabbit out of a hat after and venting a way to lose in game two. They were up, what, 5 with 20 seconds left and
yeah.
found a way to lose.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. They almost did that. I mean, I guess they were behind, but they yeah. did that tonight.
It was kind of like the Knicks did that.
Yeah,
it was
just, the Knicks actually did that.
But yeah, that series is 3-2 going back to Philly. I like Philly's chances to win in Philly, although last, I don't know if you saw game four,
mm-hmm.
but that was like borderline a home game for the Knicks. Like,
yeah.
they're booing Joel Embiid, going crazy for the Knicks just in Philly. I can't believe Philly fans and were.
That's what Philly fans do, man. That's how they hype but I don't their even, team. They just boo them.
I don't even really know if it was real. I feel like there was way more Knicks fans there than I thought that there would be. Like, I know it's all, I know it's like, what,
a shot from New York,
so. 2-hour train ride or something yeah. like that, but still.
Yeah, I mean.
I guess I just expect Philly to show, like, Philly's such a sports town. To get to the playoffs, I thought that they would be selling out for it. And for the Knicks to kind of take over was a little crazy in my eyes.
But, yeah, I mean, you do have to factor in how many of those fans booing were Philly fans. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Around. But yeah. I'm just saying, like. I don't know. Like, the Knicks chants were definitely Knicks fans. Those were not 76ers fans.
Oh, yeah.
And you could hear that.
Yeah, for sure. I think Tyrese Maxey played his butt off tonight.
Yeah.
48 points, 17 of 30 shooting, 7 of 12 from 3, 5 rebounds, 9 assists.
And he hit that massive 3 pull-up from, like, 5 feet behind the 3-point line yeah, to force
right
overtime.
Before that, he hit a 4-point play.
Yeah.
The guy just went
crazy. He was determined to not lose that game.
Yeah, he did not want to go home. He wants to go home and try to get
yeah.
another win.
He's not ready for Cancun yet.
Not yet. He said, no, sir. And Joel Embiid kind of did his thing of trying to lose the game. So
that's what I mean, I love Joel Embiid. I love his trash talking on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Part of me thinks he might not have that dog in him.
I mean, it was a plus. He had 9 turnovers.
I don't know if he gets too tired, if his knee is bothering him. But towards the end of the game, he's not the alpha male I thought he was. Is like, give me the ball, let me take over.
Yeah, he played 48 minutes tonight. Tyrese Maxey played 52. I know Jalen Brunson played 51. Josh Hart played 53. These guys are gassed.
Yeah.
When do they play again? Thursday? Yeah, they play. Man, they basically get one day of rest.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they are probably... Philly's definitely going back to Philly tonight, I would imagine.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't be... the Knicks might get to stay in their own bed and then go tomorrow.
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah, they play Thursday. They're the first game as well. I guess they might be the only game if the Pacers keep beating the crap
yeah.
out of the Bucks here.
Which, the other series I was right about... I said if there's no Giannis, the Pacers are going to win.
I know.
There's no Giannis, and the Pacers are going to win.
But I didn't expect Damian Lillard would also get hurt
yeah.
in the series. That was definitely
one
I did not pick.
Is Lillard's contract up after this year? Because I don't think he stays in Milwaukee next year. He wanted to go to the Heat to begin with. I don't know if that's where he ends up, but he does not seem happy in...
Let's see.
And Milwaukee.
I think he's got one more. Oh, no. He's got plenty of years on his deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he have an opt-out or anything?
Not until 2026.
I don't know. I guess. Well, also, I don't really know how much. Because NBA players just force their way out of places now like a bunch of divas. But I guess I might be more shocked if Lillard's back in Milwaukee next year than if LeBron is back with L.A. And LeBron is a free agent.
Yeah.
I just don't see a way that Lillard runs it back in Milwaukee.
You don't think so?
I don't.
I mean...
You think there's a way he does?
Yeah, just because, like... I mean, where else would he go? I mean, maybe... the Heat. He could go...
That's what I'm saying. Even if Milwaukee didn't want to trade him, with how... NBA players are these days, they just force their way out of places.
Mm-hmm.
I think he will force his way out. Somehow, some way, he's going to force his way out.
You think just because he doesn't like Milwaukee, the city, can't kind of... I feel like it's kind of hard to base it on their season because the injuries.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say that they would be the ones that are up 3-1 right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was upset before Giannis got hurt.
True.
I feel like Giannis getting hurt was more of the icing on the cake for him mm-hmm. being upset than the reason he was upset.
I think, well, speaking about his contract, I think that's also one thing that teams would factor, because, like, next year he'll make $48 million. 2025, he'll be making $58 million. 2026, mm-hmm. his player options for $63 million.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
So he'll, like, I think that's, and he's definitely on the...
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe he is back in Milwaukee. Yeah. I just don't know. I think he's going to try and force his way out.
I mean, he was, what is he, 34, 30, he's about to be 35, so, or he's about to be 34. I mean, he's definitely got some years left in him, but he's definitely on the downside of his career, and he's owed a lot of money over his next 3 or 4 years, so I don't know. I think he might be back in Milwaukee, but he, I mean,
yeah, I guess the longer I'm thinking about it, the more, but I just can't get over with how NBA players force their way out of places.
And what they do, just for no reason sometimes.
Yeah.
But
grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Yeah, we've definitely learned that over the years.
Yeah.
Grass is not always greener. I.e. Brooklyn Nets, i.e. Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, there's some... Suns have to make something happen. There's no way they just run it back like they did this year.
Oh, no, the Suns are done. They just got swept in the first round.
Yeah.
They put together a super team and it failed absolutely.
And I think they won, what, one game last year in the first round?
Yeah, they Devin Booker hasn't made it out of the first round without Chris Paul on his team his whole career.
That's troubling.
Yeah. So that's one thing I read on Twitter last night. I was like, wow, that makes some sense. Nobody's really facilitating the offense.
Yeah, Devin Booker, I don't know if he's built for playoff basketball. Although, the year he went to the finals, like...
Well, I mean, he still had, like, 40 last night. It was just...
Yeah, but I think it was a little too late in the series.
Yeah, but I think he's built for playoff basketball. I just think he can't be the guy that's running the offense. Like, the Suns needed a point guard. Like, they really did. Like, but I understand it was hard to get a, like, it's, I don't know how, the superstars probably would have not been happy if they got a point guard, because it would have taken the ball out of their hands.
Yeah.
A couple of them, all of them would have had to take a step back in one way or another. But, yeah, they just, I don't know, they're, can't play defense.
Yeah.
Don't have a consistent offense. The team is just done. They're done.
So the three series is left, not really counting the Indiana-Milwaukee one, because I think we both like Indiana's. I guess I see Indiana moving on. Yeah. We can include them for it if you want. Mavs-Clippers, who do you have moving on?
Got the Mavs, baby.
Yeah, I got to have the Mavs too. Cavs-Magic, you still like your Cavs?
I think I like the Cavs. I think that they're in these close games, I think their guard play is gonna take them back. But I don't know. Tie game right now. 7 minutes left. 7 minutes, 29 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
So. Yeah, I still like the Magic. What about Knicks 76ers? Because a part of me still thinks the Knicks win the series. 3-2 going back to Philly. I think they're gonna win that, and I think they're gonna somehow find a way to win in the Garden again.
The Sixers.
And they win in seven. Yep.
I will go with you on the Sixers just because I like Tyrese Maxey and I like Embiid.
I might just die on
Jalen Brunson is a killer, man.
If that boat is sinking, I'm staying on it till the end.
Yeah, me too.
And until there's no chance that they are, I think that they will move on.
Because
even the first two games, I still think the Knicks were the better, or the 76ers were the better team.
Paolo Banchero just made a huge mid-range shot. Could be bad for my prediction right now if he gets it going. He's got 27. Holy crap. Oh, but yeah, I think the 76ers pull it out. Hopefully Embiid gives Tyrese a little bit of help. I mean, he did have a triple-double tonight, but he also almost had a quadruple double with turnovers. So he was one turnover away.
And then I guess we can mention Milwaukee, Indiana. Indiana's going to win it in my eyes.
Yeah, I think they win it tonight. They send Milwaukee packing.
Yeah. And the second round matchups will be pretty good.
Yeah, I think.
Just on the look ahead.
I think it's going to.
I think the Celtics might take care of either Cleveland or Orlando in five.
Yeah, I mean, so the Celtics will... Little
gentleman sweep.
Yeah.
Especially while they get to rest while...
The Celtics are going to take who in five?
I think the Magic, but I'm just saying the winner of the Cleveland Magic series, I don't know if they're really going to give them as much of a test as there's going to be some in the second round.
No, I think that the... I mean, I think it's just going to be in the conference finals. It's going to be the Celtics versus either the Knicks or the 76ers, whoever wins this first round, in my opinion. I mean, the Pacers are playing well. They've been playing well lately, but I don't think they've got the
juice. I don't think they have the firepower to get past the Knicks or the 76ers.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely hot on... They definitely can get really hot on offense, but against an experienced defensive team, that can cause some problems for you. And the Knicks and 76ers both play some pretty good defense.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Nuggets-T-Wolves, that's going to be... Every one of those games will be must-watch TV.
Oh, dude, absolutely. I'll be catching every single second of those games. I think the Thunder and the Mavs,
even Thunder-Clippers, I think, would be a good series if the Mavs somehow don't get by.
Yeah.
Obviously, with us being from DFW, we're going to be rooting for the Mavs. Mm-hmm. And that even Thunder-Mavs, like, they're 3 hours apart from each other, 3.5 hours apart from each other, something like that, like... That's going to be a good, fun series.
Yeah, that'll be an awesome series. But we're going to have to wait and see, man.
Yeah.
Wait and see. Tomorrow night should give us some answers, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully gives us a good answer for the Mavs. We need it. But you want to transition into some NHL, some hockey?
Stars started 0-2, and it was looking very grim. Very, very dark. They somehow
so sad.
Yeah, and it just felt like, you know, like last year where it's just they're hot and then they play Vegas and Vegas just beats them out, physicals them, everything. Mm-hmm. Then they go to Vegas and take both of them, and it's like, holy shit, we got life.
We got a chance.
We got something
going.
We
are back, baby.
Yeah, coming back home, that crowd tomorrow, I know you're going to the game.
Uh-huh.
You've got to be pumped.
Boots on the ground tomorrow night.
That place is going to be electric.
6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern time. We will be there.
I'm jealous that you're going. Mm-hmm. That's going to be so much fun. And I hope that they're ready to play, show out for the home crowd. And how about Wyatt Johnson?
Wyatt Johnson has been incredible.
Yeah,
I don't know what we'd do without him.
The puck just finds him, and he just knows what to do with it.
Well, especially like the way that the Golden Knights goalie's been playing. Dude, that guy has blocked every single shot. Like,
and then that OT winner he had in game three, oh, that was nice. After we had so many chances in regulation to just extend the lead, take the lead back, all that, we can't do it. Sagan has two breakaways, can't capitalize. We're going to overtime. I'm like, holy shit, here we go. They're going to somehow get it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be down 3-0. And here comes Wyatt Johnson with, like, what, 4 minutes left in the first overtime? Right over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Top titties.
Sticks it in.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to be screaming tomorrow night for Wyatt Johnson. And it was nice to see Rope made a good play at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that empty netter was huge. Mm-hmm. Even, like, we didn't necessarily need it, but it was just when they were on 6-on-5, I was just like, holy, hold on.
Yeah.
Even the whole third period just about was, like, zero offense.
Yeah, and we had 6-on-4 for a little bit. I was kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
So that was not chill, but we made it through. And Rope, he's been kind of playing not too well throughout the playoffs. But
I don't know if he hasn't really been playing well.
Well, he hasn't been playing as normal.
I just think that everyone else got accustomed to the way he has played, which, like, I mean, if you asked him, he'd probably say, oh, I need to do more. But, you know, Vegas is a very good defensive team. That's who they're honing in on. Like, I don't think he's necessarily had a bad series.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't done what everyone else thinks he is
should
capable
be doing.
Or should be doing.
Yeah. I mean, it was just nice to see put an empty netter in, and he made a good defensive play right there.
And just from the opposite blue line to the middle of the net, like, I know it all counts the same, but to see that was beautiful.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll give him some good confidence going into this game five, and he can put another one in the net for us. That would be
beautiful. Once you see one go in, it makes it a little easier to see some more go in.
Logan Thompson, the goalie the for the Knights. Fucking
brick wall.
Dude, God, stops everything. And he's only, I'm looking at it, he's only 27 years old. That guy is a problem.
Yeah, I think he was their backup goalie last year. Like, their backup goalie now is the one who took him to the Stanley Cup last year and won the cup for him.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, he, dude, like, it's unreal. Like, I remember the announcer saying, what was it, game three? We had, like, a ridiculous amount of shots on goal in the first period.
Yeah.
And the commentators they came out
flying. Yeah. Just pucks everywhere on net. And just stop, stop, stop.
I think we put one in during that period. And I remember the announcer saying, man, it could be 5-0 right now. Like, but Logan Thompson is just blocking literally everything. Wow, he was undrafted too.
What a story.
What a story, man. But hopefully he goes home.
Yeah. Hopefully the story ends here.
Yeah, the story is done. He's got 20. He's only 27. He's got plenty of years left. But man, that guy is kind of unreal. Yeah. To be honest, but
which I mean, like goalies can do that. They'll get hot at the right time, and the team will just ride them.
Yeah, he's been a brick wall. So hopefully tomorrow night that brick
wall that was kind of like what Florida last year. I think Bobrovsky's their goalie. He got hot at the right time, and they rode him all the way to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but if we beat them, then we beat the defending champs, and that would be huge confidence wise for the Stars.
Just getting Vegas, like beating Vegas, I feel like would be like a monkey off the back type situation. Exactly. Like,
yeah, because last year was not very pretty. I mean, we did go to seven, right? But still, we did. It'll be a huge.
And I think it was 3 overtime losses last year.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was we just couldn't capitalize.
But it'll be huge if we ended up beating them this time. Yeah. Huge mental.
The only thing that sucks is when or if we get past Vegas, Colorado is just going to be waiting in the wings.
It's okay. They're
3-0 on Winnipeg in the series, and I mean they're just, I think after tonight, I think that series will be over, and they'll just be resting up while we're in an absolute slugfest.
Another version of it. The Dallas team's in the slugfest while the impending team is
story of Dallas sports fans. Although I guess I'd rather have be in a slugfest than just be sitting at home right now. So
yeah, I would definitely rather be watching my team during these entertaining games rather than not watching my team at all.
And I mean, tomorrow, an epic day for Dallas sports fans. Stars at 6:30, Mavs at 9. It's just all night long.
Dude, that would get me through the rest of the work week so well.
Yeah, if they both win.
Yeah, my God, I'd be so happy. I was honestly, like, so depressed on Monday after the Mavs, bro. Like, I was so depressed at work. One of the guys didn't even come in because he was so sad about the Mavs. He was just like, I'm not feeling it today. It's like, yeah, dude, I completely understand. It was just a flat vibe around the office.
Yeah.
But hopefully, after tomorrow night, everybody's a little excited. We get 2 wins. Everybody's happy.
Everyone wakes up Thursday with a little extra pep in their step.
Yeah, exactly. The whole city of Dallas wakes up with a little more pep in their step. Yeah. We can all be a little bit more efficient. And yeah, I guess we now move on. I guess we've been talking about the Avs and
The Avs, their offense is just legit.
Every single year, man. Yeah. They just freaking, they let it rip at the goal. Like, some teams will sit there and, like, try to set up stuff. Man, the Avs just let it rip. We're just going to pepper you with many shots.
They got goal scorers. They got the guys to do it.
They do obviously set a ton of things up, but I feel like they just let the thing rip, man. Yeah. Like, they're just like, we're going to take our chances. The more volume we get on that net, the more likely one goes in, which I love that philosophy.
And the one thing I hate about the Avs, though, is they got Val Nichushkin on their team, who when he was with Dallas, he got drafted by Dallas, I think, but he came up with Dallas, I know. And he, man, that man couldn't find the back of the net. He couldn't do anything. And now he's just out in Colorado balling. It's like, why couldn't you do that when you were here?
Yeah, imagine he was on the Stars now.
Yeah, I think everyone had high hopes for him, and he had just, I mean, I guess probably the change of scenery was for the better for him, but
definitely.
To see him do all this with them after doing nothing with us is a little frustrating.
Oh, Milwaukee caught up. Only down by one.
Got a little game going on.
Cavs up by two. Got two games going on. But yeah, I think, I don't know, man. What if the Jets pull it off tonight? Winnipeg.
I mean, even if they win tonight, they're going back. I think they'll go back to Colorado, and mm-hmm. I think it'll be closed out there at the late. I think game six at the latest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely got a really tough route to the Cup. But it'll be kind of nice if we make it to the Western Conference Finals.
I think the Western Conference Finals, whoever they matched up with mm-hmm. them, would be easier than the first or second round that we're going to have to go through.
I think it'll be the Oilers.
That's my guess, which obviously mm-hmm. Connor McDavid is the best player in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think as a team, I would rather, like, I think that'll be a little easier. I mean, nothing's yeah. really easy, especially in yeah. the conference finals, but mm-hmm. I think team-wise, I'd rather play them than Vegas or Colorado, which is who we'd have to go through to get there.
I think, yeah. Hopefully the Canucks pull it off. We can play some Canucks.
Yeah. Which, did you see their game, that game the other day? So Nashville's up one with, I don't know, 2 minutes left, something like that. Vancouver pulls the goalie. And they're at Nashville's at home, down in the series 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Canucks pull their goalie. Nashville misses the empty netter. Canucks go down, score, force overtime, win in overtime to go up 3-1. I don't know if there's anything more deflating than that right there.
Yeah, that is, like,
you're a minute away from the series being tied 2-2, you're feeling good, and then boom, 3-1.
Yeah, I think being down, that is just
tragic. I think that's just too much of a mental hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, down 3-1 sucks, but the way that you got down 3-1, I think that's way too tough to come back from.
And we got Pat Bev getting into it on the screen down there.
That's just Pat Bev being Pat Bev.
Messing with Obi Toppin. They got no brawl over an inbounds pass, I guess so.
Now Pat Bev is trying to have the ball inbounded while everyone's screaming at each other.
Yeah, I think maybe.
He's a feisty one, I'll give him that.
He is. He definitely. Oh, they're up by two now, the Bucks are. Pat Bev's trying to get in their heads and go up. That'd be crazy if the Bucks were able to come back. I wonder how far. How far is Giannis away?
I thought originally I saw he might be able to be back for, like, the late, like, first round, but I don't know. And even if he comes back, if he's not fully healthy, I don't know what. Because it's not really like he has a jump shot to shoot. Like, he's got to be able to be healthy to get to the rack.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says he got up some shots during pregame warm-up, so maybe that's a good sign for Dame Dalla. Maybe my Bucks prediction will turn around in a miracle.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, that'd make me upset.
I'm sure it would. But yeah, I mean, we got. So you think Vancouver takes it soon?
Yeah, I think they went tonight on home ice up 3-1.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they do too. I mean, especially as you said before, that
it's the, just yeah, a mental the way, killer. That way to lose is so deflating.
Yeah. They definitely can probably create a haze going over into this yeah. possible closeout game.
Also, every series in the Western Conference for hockey is 3-1 right now, mm-hmm. with the exception of Stars.
Yep, we're in a dogfight.
Which is just like basketball. Every series in the Western Conference is over right now,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of the Mavs.
Yep. Yep, we're sitting over here watching yeah. dogfights.
Yeah.
At least we get heart attacks for our teams instead yeah. of easy.
Yeah.
I guess it was a little bit too easy with the Rangers before they went and played yeah. Houston. But
yeah, that series was.
Yeah, that series was definitely was exciting and heart attacky and a little bit yeah. of everything. But yeah, and I guess we both agree that the Oilers probably take it. When did they play? Do they play
they
tomorrow?
They play tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah, they're up 3-1. That series is over, in my eyes, just depending on when.
Mm-hmm. Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it'll be over by tomorrow, about midnight our time, when that game is over.
Yeah, it'll be done by midnight. And then, so who would you I guess we both already agreed that the Oilers probably take it over the Canucks. I like the Canucks,
yeah.
so.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't know too much about the Canucks. But I know if Connor McDavid's on the other team, I'm probably going to take that team.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Yeah, McDavid is, he's so fun to watch.
You know what? Actually, I'm switching my pick. I'm going for the Canucks.
Yeah?
Yeah. You Canucks know, Vancouver.
Need a little something.
If we have any Vancouver listeners, I got your back. We are going for the Canucks over here on this side.
That'll be a battle of Canada.
Uh-huh. And I believe in you, Vancouver. We can do this as a city, I promise. But all right, moving over to the Eastern Conference. Yeah. I mean,
the Panthers.
Not much.
Panthers already dismantled Tampa Bay. You think Steven Stamkos has played the last game in Tampa Bay?
I think he probably has.
Yeah.
Is he going to come to the Stars?
I would love that. Yeah. I don't know if that's what happens. Mm-hmm. But I think that Tampa's just, I mean, they went on a hell of a run, going to 3 straight Stanley Cups, winning 2 of them. Like,
yeah.
He brought that place a lot of joy. I think he wants to, I don't know if they're necessarily in a rebuild, but they're not in a place to win now. Mm-hmm. And with his window closing, I think he goes somewhere to where he can win.
Yeah, he probably does.
I don't know where that is, but I don't think it's Tampa Bay.
No, it definitely doesn't seem like it. Maybe he just moves over however many miles it is to what the Panthers are out of Miami, right?
Sounds right.
I think that's where their arena is. Yeah, they're a team based in Miami. Yeah, so what if he just, I don't know, hops over to Miami?
I think that there would be a good amount of Tampa Bay fans upset with that one.
Yeah, they probably would be pissed about that one, but they did get their butts whooped by the Panthers. So.
Yeah, they did.
Panthers. I think the Panthers are going back to the Cup.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably them or, well, yeah.
We're good.
That Eastern Conference, that's going to be some fun hockey on that side. Looking at this. And I can, Toronto won in overtime tonight. I don't know if you saw that, but in their last game, the fans were booing them. Mm-hmm. The benches, like, people are screaming at each other on the bench. Like, they just looked like they were in a bad way. So to win tonight, that's got to be a pretty good sign for them.
Yeah. I think it should be. Let's see.
That series is 3-2.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway, game 6, that's got to be, they got to be going back to Toronto. I guess Toronto might wish that they're not playing in Toronto because they suck in the playoffs there.
Yeah,
maybe they finally turn it around.
That would be cool. I guess both of their wins are way this series. Yeah. So
I will say it is cool, like when you're watching that game and they flashed outside and there's just thousands of people gather mm-hmm. outside the arena to watch the hockey game. Like mm-hmm. they love themselves some hockey.
They love
there.
Some hockey in Toronto, yeah. Yeah, I remember. I mean, I think that team just latches on to sports teams because they went crazy. I mean, they probably go more crazy about the Leafs instead of the Raptors. But I remember when Kawhi went on that run.
Yeah.
Toronto was going insane.
Yeah, Toronto's a good sports town, but hockey is definitely there.
Yeah, hockey's
definitely there. They treat hockey like how the state of Texas treats high school football. Like, it's a religion.
Mm-hmm. Texas treats football in general.
Just high school, but... Yeah. The crowds that Texas high school football gets for state championship games is crazy. I will say that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool. I would love, we both predicted the Leafs would pull this series out, so I guess we just hope for a game. They finally win at home tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Or not tomorrow night, I guess it's probably, Friday?
And the other semifinal matchup in the Eastern Conference is set with the Rangers dismantling Ovechkin and the Caps. And the Hurricanes beating the Islanders.
Yep, the Rangers are doing work.
Did they win the...
They won the President's Trophy.
Yeah. I mean, that series, I think, is going to be good. Rangers-Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the poor Islanders, we picked them to win. They did not.
No.
They got...
I wanted my boy Cal... Cal Clutterbuck, they just couldn't come through for me.
Yeah, they got destroyed tonight. 6-3, final score.
Which I think I saw the Hurricanes put in some empty netters, so mm-hmm. it was a little bit closer, but...
Yeah, I mean, they just did not have a chance.
But that was game two, I think it was, where they had a 2 or 3 goal lead and found a way to lose it. I think after that, Carolina was like, all right, we're rolling.
Yeah.
And they damn sure were rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I could see the Canes. I bet we get the Canes versus the Panthers. I don't know. The Rangers probably beat the Canes. I think the Rangers.
Yeah.
The Rangers just...
But honestly, all those second round matchups, whether it's Florida-Boston or Florida-Toronto, like, that'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rangers-Hurricanes, that'll be a good one. I think the Eastern Conference semifinals will be more entertaining than the Western one.
Yeah, but don't count out the Canucks. Don't count out the Stars.
Yeah, Stars-Avalanche, that'll be a good one. Those teams don't really like each other.
That'll be a really good one, the Stars versus the Avs.
Or Vegas-Avalanche. I think we're all in the same division.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Magic have the ball down by 2. 10 seconds left on the clock. Wagner with the ball. He's got a wide open lane. Oh. He gets blocked at the rim.
Yeah, see the home team. The home team's just going to keep winning these series. Which doesn't go good for me because I got Orlando in 7, so game 7 would be in Cleveland. But
bro, he had a wide open lane, and Evan Mobley just came over and just stuffed him. He made it over there so fast. Their guards did not play good defense. Look at the... Oh, Evan Mobley just recovered on defense so fast and just pinned it.
Out-athleted
him. I didn't realize he picked him up on the perimeter. I can't really see it good on this quad view, but he picked him up on the perimeter and just caught up and just pinned him on the... On the glass. That's crazy. That's what they drafted him for.
It is. And Milwaukee's out here.
Ballin'. A 48-41.
Don't look now, but they're trying to make a series out of it.
Yeah, they are. Damn,
man, 7. If they lose, if the Pacers lose this game, I don't know if I still like the Pacers pick.
Yeah, especially with... Hope Giannis still. I just read that he still hasn't done full speed exercises. Yeah. So,
what is Dame day to day, or is he out for the whole season?
Well, I saw that he shot a little bit in pregame warmups, so I think he's day to day as well.
Because they might need to close him out without both of those before one of them can get healthy.
Mm-hmm. The Pacers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll definitely need to probably try to close that out the best that they can, but
hopefully they don't for my Bucks pick.
I saw, I bet Bobby Portis points the other night.
Yeah.
Got ejected in 7 minutes.
I saw people do that.
Yeah, I was very upset about that. And he had, like,
which I mean,
4 points in 7 minutes, which is
good. I guess I did see a bunch of people on Bobby Portis's points, but that's like, I don't know, I think that's a little degenerate bet in my eyes to be betting on Bobby fucking Portis.
Hey, don't.
Every time I think of him.
Don't be messing my boy, big boy Bobby.
Every time I think of him, I think of that stat line he had where he had 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists. It's like, man, you did nothing but take up space out there.
Yeah, but he can also drop like 20 or 30.
Can he though?
Yeah, he is. Look at him. Oh, look at him right there. Watching Pat Bev stun on him.
He's also a little goofy looking.
Hey, lay off my man, big boy Bobby. He's been clutch. Have you seen when they went on that finals run? The whole Bucks arena was just screaming, "Bobby, Bobby, Bobby!" The guy could get buckets in crucial times. I believe in him.
Yeah.
I want to see what his stats are looking like tonight. What are we looking at? Let's see. Bucks box score.
I mean, I gotta feel like he's gotta have some points.
Let me check in on the hate you got for my boy, big boy Bobby.
Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason I just don't like Kelly Olynyk. Will always, he, as long as he is in the league, he will be my least favorite player in the league.
Hey, Bobby's got 11 already. That's right, 11 and 19 minutes. He is balling.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton's got 15 though.
Pat Bev just drained a 3.
Pat Bev's going off. He has 12 points. Yeah, that was a huge 3. As the momentum started shifting towards the Pacers, Pat Bev comes down. Oh.
Did you get a chance to watch the OU spring game the other day?
I did indeed. It was interesting because they do the scoring so weird to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch any of it, but I saw the final scores. Like, what the hell just happened?
They do defensive scoring and offensive scoring.
Is offensive scoring more than just scoring a touchdown?
So I'm not sure.
I was gonna say if I didn't the defense really look gave up 63 it. Points, that's.
I didn't really look too much into it. I was just kind of watching, like, the scoring wise. I was just watching our players play, which I think.
Yeah.
which we just landed the number one inside offensive lineman in the portal the other day, so that was nice. So we got the center from SMU, and he's really good. So that'll be nice because I was nervous about our offensive line, which they ended up looking really good in our spring games. I'll take this back. Our first team offensive line looked really good in the spring game. Our backups looked god awful. So,
well, you know who else looked good in the spring game? Who? Arch, baby, Arch.
He did look good.
Give me Arch.
I'll give him the credit, but
no, I mean, I love that he played good and he looked good, mm-hmm. but the off-season talk and chatter and all that from ESPN and other people is gonna be so annoying about like Quinn is the starter. He's the unquestioned starter. I don't think there's any question about it in the room, but I think
Spencer Rattler situation going on.
I don't even really necessarily know if it's gonna be that. I think there will be without a doubt a part of the fan base that Quinn's first incompletion of the game, I think we open with UTSA. Mm-hmm. That first incompletion, I think there will be people, put Arch in, but Quinn, without a doubt, gives us the best chance to win this year.
Yeah, he does.
And, I mean, he just won us our first Big 12 championship since 2009, took the team to the playoffs, was one play away from playing for the national championship game. Mm-hmm. And, that's just Texas fans. Like, I love Texas, but some of the fans are just insane with the way that they will turn on you on a dime.
Same thing for Oklahoma. I mean, our fans are unsufferable for the most part.
I mean, Quinn only played, I think, two possessions in the spring game. Like, Sark wanted to get the younger quarterback some reps because they haven't had any reps in a while. I will say, I'm pretty optimistic about our receiving corps. I know we lost Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell. I don't know if there's two guys that create that. But I think the receiving corps will not drop off too much. I don't know if you watched any of the Longhorn spring game. Probably not. Ryan Wingo, the true freshman from St. Louis, he looks like a 5-star.
He does?
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how he looks. I'm interested to see it. Our DBs will be pretty good this year, I think. We had a 4-star DB already transfer who was a freshman last year because he won't get any playing time this year.
That's how we've had some portal entries that I haven't really batted an eye, didn't care much about. One that did raise an eyebrow a little bit was Terrence Brooks. He started a good amount of games last year at DB. He played a lot. I thought he was pretty good. I was pretty high on him. See him go into the portal was a little... holy shit, what's going on? Or are the other guys really passing him up on the depth chart where he's like, I'm not going to play here. I got to get out.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how Texas looks like on the outside on offense and defense.
Yeah. But I do. Isaiah Bond did have some drops at the beginning. He played better towards the end. But if he can stay catching the ball, Jonte Cook looks pretty dang good. And Ryan Wingo, that freshman, he looks like a dude who was a 5-star.
Yeah, OU's receivers looked really good in their spring game. Deion Burks was rated the number one receiver in the portal, and he looked like he was the number one receiver. He had 2 touchdowns in our spring game, which is catching 35, 40-yard bombs like nothing from Jackson Arnold.
And as a Longhorn fan, I don't know if you're allowed to ever question the running back room anymore with Tashard Choice.
Yeah.
Back-to-back years, first running back taken a Longhorn in the draft. Back-to-back years having 2 running backs taken in the draft. Like that. That right there, he's doing something in there. So I trust whether he rolls with Blue or Baxter to start. I think they both split the carries pretty evenly.
Yeah.
But I can't question a Tashard Choice decision right now because he's giving me no reason to.
Yeah, I wish OU had y'all's offensive line. I think we'd be a lot better off this year.
Yeah, I think our offensive line is going to be very good this year with all of them getting a whole nother year of experience, a whole nother playing time. Because I think 2 years ago, the year A&M signed that number one or highest class ever, Texas brought in the best offensive line class ever, and now they're all juniors, and I'm hoping they look the part. I got Kelvin Banks super high on him. I think he'll be a first team All-American this year. DJ Campbell has the chance to, and then the other pieces will be pretty good too.
And then we're also battling for
that defensive tackle
right now.
Yeah,
I saw he was on his Missouri visit, and OU offered his brother in the middle of his Missouri visit.
So I don't think that he goes. I don't think he goes to Missouri. But yeah, OU and Missouri, that's some bad blood between y'all two.
Yeah, we definitely got some bad blood for no reason. Yeah. But other than just fan bases on Twitter going back and forth. We played them this year, and I hope we beat the crap out of them because their fan base is extremely...
Yeah.
Hear this, Missouri fans? Your fan base is extremely loud for never accomplishing anything. You guys have division titles up in your stadium.
Yeah.
So, but it was kind of funny considering the bad blood and... He was in the middle of his Missouri visit, and we offered his brother a 2027 recruit. And so, of course, he had to take the time out of his visit to go address all that. And
I follow a good amount of OU fans on Twitter. A lot of them are pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to take over, because that game is at Missouri.
Yeah.
They're trying to take over that stadium, make it a home game for OU. Which, I mean, obviously, I hate OU. I would find that hilarious. I think it's possible. And after all the shit Missouri's talked, if OU goes in there and takes over that stadium, I would have to laugh.
Yeah, and especially if we beat them by like 30.
Think that'll happen.
They looked pretty good last season. Right?
Yeah, and I think they got a little bit better as the season went on.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Brady and what's that receiver's
name? Luther Burden.
Yeah, Luther Burden.
Yeah.
Back, that's a pretty good duo. Is Theo Weiss back for them, or did he run out of eligibility?
No, he should be out of eligibility. I mean, the guy's been in. Ever. Let's see, honestly. Oh, he does have eligibility.
I feel like he has like one more year.
Yeah, 2024 eligibility remaining. 2024. I guess he'll be back. So
yeah,
Missouri might be tough again. But I know that they lost their best D lineman. I know went in the draft to the Cardinals. They took him in the first round.
Their running back is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll hopefully be able to pick them apart next season. I'll be really sad if we lose to them. That'll definitely be a little embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that spring game, it's getting me ready for football season.
Yeah, I'll probably go watch it again.
Yeah. I definitely will, because I had that on while I was also watching a Longhorn softball game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like I was kind of watching both at the same time, so I need to really watch the football. But I know the receivers look pretty good. The DBs didn't look the best, but I'm not necessarily worried because I don't think that they were really playing like coverages they're actually going to play during the year. Like, I think they're mostly zone, but...
Mm-hmm. I think I'm really excited for OU's DBs. I know that you hated on Jay Vilei a lot, but I think he's got... Well, at least we got a ton of talent in the room now. He's always been a good ace recruiter. Yeah,
that's what I loved his recruiting. I just didn't believe in his development.
I mean, our DBs have looked better than they have. I can remember.
So. And I trust Sark and his code to develop because we just 11 guys in the draft after 2 years removed from having zero players taken in the draft. Like, that speaks. You can hate him all you want. The man can recruit and the man can develop. And that right there is what you need. Especially at a program like Texas that can throw the NIL money everywhere. Like, bring them in, develop them, and it should just become a system.
Yeah. It's a factory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Woke up the giant. It took a couple head coaches, you know, but we deserve it after going through Charlie Strong
and
Tom Herman. But, man, those Strong years, those were rough.
Yeah.
Anyone out there listening that was at UT with Charlie Strong, I'm sorry, but I'm sure it made you a better person because of it.
Yeah, I think. I hope Rick Venable shows something next year, even with our gauntlet schedule. I hope we at least win. If we win 9 games,
the only it is kind of back half for you, which like it does suck. But like to be able to get through some of the season before the real challenges happen, that's somewhat nice.
And I think at least like considering our team is like crazy. I guess the defense has a lot of veterans, but on the offensive side of the ball, we'll be crazy young for the most part. Besides, I guess, two receivers, Deion Burks and Andrell Anthony.
Yeah.
But I think that it'll give us some time to kind of figure some things out before we hit that, which I think we really need, at least from the quarterback and offensive line perspective. I think we'll need I'm glad it's at the back half of the season. Yeah. And
I like how we go to Michigan week 2.
Mm-hmm.
They've already announced it's an 11 a.m. game, so I guess we kind of avoided the night game there, but... Like, that's a good team, but they're not going to be nearly the Michigan team that just won that championship.
No, not at all.
Or the one before that that went to playoffs.
Texas, like, I think Texas could beat them by 2 touchdowns.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. But I'd like how we're going on the road to an environment like that with all our young, nice test. Like the young receivers and that, to see what they are made of.
And you know the Michigan fans will be hyped up because it's the second week of the season.
That the big house will be going crazy.
New defense, new running back, everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new team.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see. I guess we can move on. Who's our idiot of the week this week?
I wanted to say my idiot of the week was the way that the Philly 76ers lost game 2. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we didn't touch on Jonte Cook the first episode... He's got to be the idiot of the week. That man was making millions of dollars, and then he decided to gamble on NBA and get kicked out of the
Jonte
league.
Porter.
Jonte Porter, I mean.
I was like, you can't be hating on your own player.
Jonte, I didn't mean you. But Jonte Porter just pissed away millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy is a stone-cold idiot.
Yeah, and I think he net won like $20,000. Like, how is that even worth it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know how that works. Like, best bet, especially because he could have just been betting on himself, like his unders every game, and then just breaking shots on purpose.
Yeah, which is like, that's kind of what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I know one of them he took himself and then checked himself out after 3 minutes and said he was sick. Like, what are
this
you doing?
This is how it be, man.
Yeah, how dumb are you? Especially after, like, last year what happened with Alabama baseball, their head coach, like... Like, the books, and, like, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
They're going to figure out that you're doing it. And that you're not going to make more money doing that than you are playing in the league.
Yeah, absolutely not. And Jonte Porter has the best job in the league. He's the brother of a budding star in Michael Porter Jr., and he's sitting on the end of the bench making a couple million dollars every year.
Yeah, like, how do you piss that away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy definitely pissed away a golden opportunity to make enough money probably over the next 4 or 5 years, assuming he's in the league, to live the rest of his life
very comfortably.
Yeah, very comfortably.
And now that's all anyone's going to think about with him.
The guy could have made, probably like $10, $12 million by the time he was like 30, 31, and then he could have just chilled.
Yeah.
Made some smart investments.
Well, I don't know if he's got any... brain cells in him to make smart investments after that. Who do you have for your idiot of the week?
My idiot of the week is probably ourselves because first podcast.
That's a good one.
We gave the people a lock of the week. We both did, and we both were terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to
our
next.
That's a tough one to swallow. Tough one to swallow.
We'll get to our lock of the weeks in a second of this week, and we hope. Then it becomes better, one, for our own bank accounts, and two, for your own bank accounts. So, we're really hoping that our lock of the week this week is off to a much better start. We will actually probably keeping a record of that. So.
Yeah, 0-1.
Yeah, 0-2. 0-2.
We're both 0-1.
0-2. So, I would take ourselves because of that, and then I would also take myself because I sat here and preached about how big of an idiot Ryan Garcia was, and the whole time it was an act, and he gave the works to Devin Haney, which I kind of double backed on that, and I felt bad about it because I sat here on this podcast and made him my idiot of the week, and I actually bet on him before the fight at plus 450 odds.
Maybe Jonte Porter was just playing the wrong sport. Because in fighting, you can bet on yourself.
Yeah.
He won a fuck ton of money
betting on himself. Ryan Garcia he literally tanked the lines for himself and then just went and put $2 million on himself and made $12 million.
Someone give Jonte some gloves and see if he can box.
Which I thought was a little suspicious before the fight because he was like plus 600, like plus 700 at one point. And then I checked the fight and it's plus 450 right before the fight. And I was like, what? And so I was like, man, I'll just throw like $15 on this and just see what happens. And it did. I took a little stab, and he put the work on Devin Haney. So we are the idiots of the week, more myself. But shout out to you, Ryan Garcia, because you fooled me and fooled the whole world and made yourself
a
very
rich man.
You made
yourself a lot of money.
Yes,
because
you did.
He was out there playing the long game.
Mm-hmm. Went out, set up the fight for all these people to watch because he was acting crazy. Went out there, bet on himself, and whooped some butt. Won a ton of money at the fight. Won a ton of money at the casino. That is how you do it.
Yeah, he had a good night.
Yeah, he had a good night. Now he can just... I mean, now he's the king of the world at this point in the sport. He can do whatever he wants now.
Who do you have for your lock of the week this week?
I think my lock of the week, I think I'm... So, part of me, and I think it might be because I'm a little biased and I'm just waiting for the time, part of me wants to say that the line for Dallas just moved back to 2.5. That's just, I don't like that. But my lock of the week is one of the two, is going to be Luka points, because I think he's just so due. He gets 3 nights of rest. Not 3 nights, but he gets 2 nights of rest, almost 3 full days of rest. And I think he's just so due, man. But it's just... He just has sucked. Like, he's just been flat-out terrible.
Yeah.
By his standards, at least, this series. So, I don't know. Let's see. I either want to say Philly tomorrow, -3.5. Philly on Thursday, -3.5. For some reason, I keep thinking tomorrow's Thursday. Probably because my mind has moved on to being at the Stars game.
Yeah.
But I'll go with it. I'll say Luka points tomorrow. What is it? I bet you can get it 31.5 on some books. It's 32.5 on mine. I'll take it. Luka points. I think he goes off tomorrow. That is my lock of the week. Hopefully we're 1-1. At least me and 2-2 for both of us.
Yeah. I'm kind of torn between some. I really like on Thursday the Rangers play the Nationals with Eovaldi on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. There's not really a line out for it yet.
I mean,
because they still got to play.
Well, they play...
They still got to play tomorrow.
Well, it's like 165 for the Rangers, so yeah. It can't be much. It'd probably be
worse, 200. To be honest. And then I also...
You telling the people to take -200 money line?
No. No.
In a baseball game, an early season baseball game?
I think I kind of like the over in the Stars game tomorrow, though.
What is that?
5.5.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be exciting.
Especially with you there.
Yeah, especially because I'm there. That would definitely be exciting. Man, the Stars have jumped out to being... line has grown a lot.
155, that's how... Mm-hmm. It's a little too much juice to give that out. And -1.5 in hockey is a gamble.
Yeah, especially in playoff hockey.
Yeah. But I think I like over 5.5 because I think both teams are going to come out flying, trying to make a statement to where I bet. Let me see what the line is for the first period goals.
I kind of want to throw tomorrow when it becomes more available to me. Rope, hints, points, and Stars money line.
Or just throw them to have a goal, just a little. Mm-hmm. A little maybe.
Yeah. Just take a point, though, and parlay with Stars money line. I think he has a point tomorrow. He can get a point. A nice little assist. Or something. Assist or a goal.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can find...
Well, I just threw a Mavericks Stars parlay, so...
Mavericks Stars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. The Dallas enemy loves that.
Mm-hmm. Took a Mavs and Stars.
Dallas Henry loves that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to ride that too tomorrow. But yeah, I think I'm taking over 5.5 goals in the Stars Knights tomorrow. The game's going to end 2-1 and I'm going to look like an idiot. But I think the offenses are going to come flying. And tomorrow when it comes available, I'm going to look at what the first period over is. And if it's a good one, I think I'm going to take it.
All right. I'll probably ride
Colorado just took the lead on Winnipeg.
There it is. They close out the series tonight.
Yeah, they do.
But all right.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready to wrap up. Call it a day.
Yeah.
Good night.
We'll see y'all here next week. Hopefully both of our locks come through this time.
Hopefully we come back around and both of our teams are moving on to the next round of playoffs. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, that'd be huge. Thank you for tuning in. Come back next week.
See y'all next week.